I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to do quite a mellow start to this one. And I'll tell you why I'm going to do a mellow start. It's because we're in a leisure centre. And we're all three of us are competing against one another. Gymnastics.
Wonderful.
Yeah, as simple as that. And this is a lovely little mellow start. Feeling very comfortable doing it. To my right-hand side, I've got... he's always here. He's 6'9". He's got how many middle names?
14? 14, actually. You're quite right.
That's, he's the blonde...
Buzzard.
It's always a bird, so should we change it from a bird to a...
Blonde Holy Spirit.
The Blonde Holy Spirit is David Edwards, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for the intro.
And our guest today. Can you hear, already hear him?
I'm limbering up.
He's limbering up.
Getting ready.
It's none other. Tell us who it is, David.
Barry.
From...
Watford's.
There
we go.
He got the guest... guest name wrong in the last one, Barry.
It's now become neuroses where I'm double-checking it in my head every time.
Well, let me just stand up. I'm doing the damn with
Doug. Sat on your ass. Can you stand up? We're doing a podcast,
Oh,
mate.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Well, it's nice to be here, really.
Have you ever been to this leisure centre before, Barry?
I don't think I have. I know that my niece come here. She used to do a bit of dance. She's a very good dance studio.
She's dead now? I heard she's
died. She pirouetted.
Goodness me.
What do you mean she pirouetted?
Well, she come out the lesson she'd been doing pirouettes. She pirouetted right off
into
the top landing.
The A Road.
Right into the A Road down below.
Right.
And the thing was, I had some change so she could get a topic from the machine.
So she pirouetted.
To her death, but she died doing what she, you know...
Was it a graceful fall? Was it quiet?
Oh, yeah, the fall was beautiful.
Like
I would have given it a 7, but
lovely.
Unfortunately, the actual impact was pretty. Yeah, that was pretty grim, really.
Right.
I can imagine.
Her head, where did that end up?
Well, her head lolled around like a sort of Pan's People dance, really, off her shoulders and
completely
down,
severed, apparently.
Severed, severed.
And where did it end up?
Well, you know, up near Sevenoaks.
Yeah.
Well, it got stuck on the underside of an articulated lorry and ended up there.
But it ended up in another town, apparently.
Yeah. Up near Sevenoaks.
I heard that it ended up under the...
Look, that story went round. That story went round. Arlene Phillips put it round because it was her lesson she was
typical
at.
Of Arlene.
Typical. It's so typical of her. I said, you know, isn't it enough that we spent... I mean, she didn't get any money back. But she only done 3 weeks out of the whole term, which is about 7 weeks.
Right.
Arlene, I believe her name is, wouldn't give us our money back. I said, she achieved the pirouette.
Yeah. Well, this is crazy because I heard niece's head, ended up in Durham.
Well, that's an exaggeration.
Did you get the head back so you could bury it?
Oh, yeah, got the head back, yeah.
That's the main thing,
and
isn't it?
She was smiling because she had achieved a pirouette. All right.
She died doing what she loved.
She died doing what... And did Arlene Phillips turn up at the funeral? Did she billy-o?
Very
did
controversial.
Did she
billy-o?
Okay.
Billy-o.
Yeah,
Billy-ocean.
Billy Ocean. So how do you feel being in this leisure centre? It's horrible memories for you.
Look, the thing
is... You seem absolutely fine with it.
I keep well away from that dance studio.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm just down to doing gymnastics with you guys.
Yeah.
But
Hello. Manager of the leisure centre.
Oh, Christ.
How can I help you, three wise old men?
Well, basically, we're doing a little gymnastics competition between just the three of us.
Yeah.
You know, I came up with the idea.
Cool.
You're happy to do that?
Oh, God, I love to limber up and get flexible.
Yeah. Well, so you're in your gymnastics gear.
Yes.
So you're wearing what?
All gold spandex. Let me know if you need anything.
Oh, really appreciate it. That's really good of you.
Very good of you.
What are you wearing, David?
I am wearing all gold, one suit, which is spandex.
Yes. And Barry, could you tell the
Well, I'm wearing this sort of, it's a, you know, like a Russian weightlifter sort of thong. And on the back, if you look at that, what's it say? I hate Arlene.
I hate Phillips.
I hate Phillips. Well said.
Yeah.
And I've put the first
I like that. Look, Barry.
Yeah, that's it. I hate Philip. I couldn't get the S in.
Barry, would you mind just turning around again and wiggling your bottom?
Wonderful.
Very symmetrical.
Yeah. A lot of meat on there.
Well,
very nice.
Yeah, I've been blessed with a pair of butts.
Certainly, a couple of airbags.
Mate, if we was in a plane crash and we was out in the snow and you had to eat, and you could feel
I'd immediately get stuck into them.
That'd be the dessert, for goodness sake.
Bloody right.
Right, okay, so just before, we'll do a bit of limbering up before we do our first. Okay.
Yes,
what's
vital.
What do you call it?
We are leaping over.
Do you need mats?
Do we need mats? No.
Not with these buttocks.
No, not with those buttocks.
No, you're quite right. As long as you land on your feet, it's fine.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. Thanks for that. What's the first jump or roll we've got to do today, David?
We have to do two star jumps, then leap. Over the, what's it called? The horse?
The leap over the horse. The pommel horse.
Quite right.
So we're just going to do some limbering up. But before we do our first leap, David, I've got a question for you. First question of the podcast. What frustrates you most about yourself?
What frustrates me most about myself is probably self-sabotage.
Explain.
Self-sabotage could be a case of knowing that if I eat too much cereal or I just have white baguettes during the actual day, that's going to end in constipation. We're all adults here. Right. These things happen.
Yeah.
You know, if I start going on the internet later...
So when you get constipation, how long does it last for?
I've had it pretty bad where it's been not quite a week... But it's been quite a duration, quite a marathon.
Right, so you haven't done anything, you haven't released, expelled anything?
No, and there was one time it got quite bad where I was quite lightheaded and nauseous.
Can you feel it all sort of building up in your bottom?
Well, I think...
It's backed up.
Yeah. It's backed up and those toxins aren't coming out, so they're just imprisoned within you.
And you... Well, within you.
Within me,
you felt quite nauseous and lightheaded, you said?
Very lightheaded. To the extent that one time I was walking to a train station, I had to come home because my vision was going in and out.
And that's due to the...
And that is constipation, yes, because of toxics.
How did you get it at Mr. Muscle? What did you use in the end? Bang?
Just a lot of bran flakes. Just lived off bran flakes and that kind of balanced diet out. Dislodged it, you're quite right.
And when it came out, did it come out in one go or is it like a...
No, it was. It literally just came out in one go. It's quite horrific, this. Right. It's got to be said.
Once it's in it.
Absolutely. Like a tapeworm just came out of me.
Oh, Christ.
A tapeworm came out of you?
Well, it wasn't literally a tapeworm, but it was almost like that.
Okay.
Like a cobra just coming out.
Like a cobra.
Indeed. It was vicious.
Let me picture that for a second. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got it.
You've got it. It's a horrific image, but if I'm going to be true... Well, anyone's going to be frustrated
with it. What frustrates you most about yourself? What was it again?
Tapeworms.
Tapeworms.
Is it the fact that you continue to eat this shite?
Yes, quite right. So it's about short-term gain, not long-term gain.
And this is the thing that frustrates you most about yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I'm the only one. No one else puts it in my mouth and strokes my Adam's apple until
I
throw it.
I'd love to put it in your mouth and stroke your Adam's apple.
Well, that'd be a lovely touch. I'd be happy for you to do that.
What do you make of that, Barry? What do you make of...
Specifically the temptation to eat stuff
Can I put you in a bad place?
What do you eat, Barry?
Well, we're near my house, you know, where I live. Just down near the police station.
Yeah.
There is a baker's shop down there that's been there for many years.
Sorry, Barry, just before you carry on.
Let David guess what Mary eats.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, guess what I eat.
Guess what Barry eats.
It's in a baker's shop.
I can imagine
you've got three chances. Okay, one.
I can imagine you tucking into a quiche.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. I can imagine you having a BLT sandwich.
At a standard baker's. Incorrect.
Three.
I can imagine you treating yourself to an eclair.
A good answer, but it's incorrect.
Goodness,
all three down. It's a savoury item. No more than that. It's a savoury item. He's only just started doing it.
You got one more chance. If you get it wrong, I'm going to punch you in the gut.
Fair enough.
Fourth go.
A pasty.
Incorrect.
Oh, gosh, I deserve that. There we go.
Let's dislodge that cobra.
Oh, absolutely. It's hissing. It's coming out of the basket.
It's a bloody pork pie,
it's
idiot.
It's a pork pie.
A fresh one. A fresh one. And what I tend to do is, I know.
A fish one?
A fresh one. Oh, no, not a fish. Fish pork pie. Fish and pork. Fish
pork
and
pie, you fucking crap.
Yes, that's right.
Pork pie, you fucking crap.
Indeed. It's got a way with words.
Getting back to the pork pie issue at hand. I know for a fact that two times a day they bring them out, about 10 to 10 and about 10 to 1.
Yeah.
And if you catch it right, it's still warm and it's like a very sausagey hot pie.
Say sausagey again?
Sausagey. But the only thing is that the old porky, you know, the porky jelly,
yeah,
it can go very, very liquidy.
Right.
And if you stick a straw in, it's like a nice porky drink.
Oh, can goodness
really?
Me!
Yeah, very nice.
That you stick a little straw in the pork pie. And
you stick it in the top, suck out the warm jelly from the pork pie, and a lovely pork drink as an aperitif.
Have you genuinely done this,
Bloody
Barry?
Right.
Have
you really? And where do you eat this, in a park or at home?
Well, I'd eat and drink it in the park.
Lovely. What an
or
image.
Or at home, eh?
What an image. It sounds perfect. It sounds great.
Well,
just
it's
sat
very
there,
nice.
Warm,
it's Loveday's Bakers in Oxley Village near Watford's.
Gosh, and is this a large pork pie sort of?
As a punishment for getting the answer wrong, we should get David to say pork pie 50 times.
Fair enough. Well, I did the crime. Yeah, I'll do the time.
The manager of the leisure centre has spoken, David.
Okay,
so we're going to have a little pork pie bed
underneath
this. You've got to say 50 times.
Here we go. Let's
get
involved.
Here we
go. Pork pie, 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 pork 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 pie. Pork pie, 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 pork pie,
pork pie, pork pie, pork pie,
pork pie, pork pie, pork pie, oh, thank goodness. I was kind of going in and out of reality there. That was quite surreal. It's always quite meditative.
Right, cheers for that. Okay, so I've got a question here from someone on Twitter. Actually, should we do our first jump?
Yes.
Should we do our first jump? So it's two star jumps and then jumping over the pommel horse.
Yes, yes, quite right. Let's limber up.
Do you want to go for it first, Barry?
I'm limbering up.
Do you need a mat?
We're fine for mats.
No, forget the mats. Is it extra
mats, mate?
Okay,
now.
Right,
okay, so...
What have I got to do first? It's a star jump.
Two star jumps and then jumping over the... here we go.
Wonderful!
Thank you.
That was like a tribal man in the Amazon
right.
or
I'll
something.
Clear that up. I'll clear that up.
Well, I'm going to have a go, so...
Landed like a tomcat.
That's what I did about 40
Superb.
Foot at that.
Very impressive.
Superb.
Gold medal stuff.
Over to you, David.
Here we go. I've let it down. I've got a scuff on the knee and no dignity.
No, we're fine for
mats. You should have had a mat for that.
So I'd give you... Charles, could you give us the points out of 10 for each attempt?
Me first.
So Barry first.
Nine.
Rightly so, sir. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Me, please. Next.
Eight.
Slightly taken back. And what about me,
David?
Old friend Charles?
One.
Well, I guess I did manage the one-star jump.
Yes.
Well.
One star.
Well, that's one for efforts. I'm sure there'll be other challenges for me to take part in.
There are many challenges ahead of us.
So I can redeem myself.
So second question of the podcast from someone on Twitter, David. This is from at Mr. Nick Harris. At Mr. Nick Harris. Snog, avoid, marry.
Snog, avoid, marry.
Yeah.
So, who, though, exactly? Would it be, you know...
Well, that's all I'm asking you. Snog, avoid, marry. Who would you snog?
I'd love a smooch with Nigella Lawson. If it's going to be anyone, I'd like to creep into the kitchen late at night.
Yes.
You'd like to steal a kiss.
Sorry?
You'd like to steal a kiss rather than...
It depends. I mean, she's gonna give me a...
What do you mean, creeping?
I don't know. I just imagine her tiptoeing in, and she always late
so
at night.
So she's not aware that you're creeping?
No, she closes the fridge door.
Wow,
there I am.
This is horrible.
I'll open my arms, and she'll have to meet you halfway. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, pounce like a panther. No. Nothing inappropriate like that.
What are you wearing? You got balaclava on? Or?
No, just silk PJs. Mm. Silk PJs, sort of red silk.
She's aware that you're there.
Yes, absolutely. I'm lodging at the home sort of thing.
So you'd like to snog Nigella Lawson?
Absolutely, just two lips coming together.
Going back.
Sorry, Barry, you have snogged her, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And
what?
I was lodging at her home for a long time.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Do you remember 1976? Remember that very hot summer of 76?
Incredibly hot summer.
Incredibly hot.
I can imagine Nigella in a hot summer.
It was quite superb, wouldn't it?
I imagine.
She didn't. She wasn't like she was now.
What does that mean?
Well, she couldn't.
She was 12 then.
She was 12 and she couldn't cook for toffee.
Goodness me.
And my brother...
She was 12 then.
Yes, I know, but she was 12. But my brother, Derek, he said to me, look, Barry, we didn't have no, you know, air conditioning or nothing. He said, I've got a friend, he called her Nigel. I assume it was Nigel, but it might have been a bloke called Nigel.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, oh, they've got air conditioning. Do you want to lodge there? Do you want to stop there? And I said, well, I don't. You know, I didn't like to impose, really, and I stopped there, and I never kissed her, and I want that on record now. I never kissed her. I didn't strangle her like Charles Saatchi, but I did not kiss her.
And how old were you at that point?
Oh, in them days, what? 76? Yeah, I was about 73 back in them days.
Were you in your
70s? Oh, I'm very old. Very, very old. Anyway, back.
Hang on.
She is 65 now.
She's 65 now, didn't you know that?
Yeah. Nigella Lawson's not 65.
She bloody is.
She fucking is, mate.
Well, she looks amazing. She's made a pact with
Don't
Satan.
You look at her. Don't you go looking at your dirty dog.
Hang on, Barry. I've got to go back to this.
Yeah.
Nigella was 12.
Yes.
And you were 60. How old were you? 73.
I didn't say anything nefarious went on. I went there because of her air conditioning.
Right. But I thought we were talking about snogging her.
I thought you meant you kissed the princess.
Oh, well, that bit. That was an accident. No. I tripped.
It happens, it happens.
Who would you marry, David?
Who would I marry? It would be...
So this isn't stealing a kiss, this is spending your life with...
Spending my whole life with this particular person. I think it would have to be someone like Kate Winslet.
Don't say Nigella.
Nigella, I've had a kiss with her in the kitchen late at night, midnight. It'd be like an English rose, like Kate Winslet. Someone you want to show to the parents... Who's going to have some anecdotes and add a bit of, je ne sais quoi.
She is 59.
She's 59, Kate Winslet.
What's the matter with you? Don't you like the younger one? You like the old one?
I like
you?
A mature wine. There's a certain
what
taste to it at the back of the throat.
What about a woman?
A woman? Well, how do you mean?
We're not talking about an alcoholic drink.
No, purely a metaphor.
Right.
That I get drunk on the ladies and I like a mature wine type of thing.
Right, so you like a... Old lady.
I like wisdom alongside looks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so is avoid. Who would you avoid?
Who would you avoid?
Who would I avoid would be someone like Katie Price.
Too young,
Jordan.
Is it? Too young.
Too young, too young. A bit too intense. Yeah. I think she'd be quite controlling.
Too obvious.
It is. That's too... Okay, that's too obvious. Okay, let's have a think of anyone else. I think anyone who's dominating, like, who's the current Conservative politician? Theresa May.
Still too obvious.
Still too obvious.
Not a problem. That's not an issue
who
at all.
Who would you
avoid? She's not in control. So one thing she ain't, Theresa May.
Well,
she would try and control me, though.
Isn't that?
I wrote it down on a piece of paper earlier. I thought I'd try and be clever politically.
Who would you avoid that isn't?
I would avoid. Okay,
I'll do an impression of her. I'll do an impression. Help me out.
I love impressions.
Oh, here we go. Barbara Windsor.
Barbara Woodhouse, the dog lady.
Absolutely, that's it. She would be a handful. I'd always been second place to the terriers and the canines.
Who?
What'd you say, Charles?
Sit.
There we go. There. I'd be expected to sit, roll over.
Could you say sit on my face like Barbara Woodhouse, Charles?
That was her catchphrase.
Sit on my face.
And I'd have to.
Sit on my face, she used to go. Sit.
Barry, have you asked him a question?
So,
have you asked him a question so far?
No, not really.
Have you got a question for
David? You know.
Yeah. So Barry's got his first question.
Okay.
Shoot Bazza.
Ready and waiting.
If you was Barbara Woodhouse, the same. When he was entering crafts, what sort of accommodation would you insist on? I don't know where our craft takes place, but what sort of accommodation? A single room? A double room? You know, you're a dog-boyfriend hybrid. What would you, with Barbara?
I would definitely...
Walkies.
She was a big celebrity.
Yes.
So I'd want, like, a five-star hotel. King-size bed.
Shit.
She would... do that.
I wouldn't want to just be left in a cage.
A five-star hotel is not going to let a dog out into the room. You've really not thought this through.
Brian, you're quite right. This is wasting my time. Barry, no, you're quite right. You're getting annoyed, Barry. I know for a fact travel lodges, they do allow a dog in.
Yeah.
So it would be like a large family suite in a travel lodge.
Right, okay.
So I don't want to waste anyone's time. So it'd be travel lodge.
Hang on, let's get trotting. Hang on, the leisure centre manager's got. Are you all right, leisure centre manager?
Yeah, cool.
he's got it right. He's focused. And
just answer the question, David.
Travel lodge, family suite.
There we go.
Thank you. Well, if you look here, you will see that's the very answer that I predicted.
Oh, wonderful.
10 points.
So you're a mind reader, Barry.
Very much so.
Telepathic.
Okay, let's have a mind reading section of the show. So, did you know Barry was a mind
Not
reader?
Not at all.
Well, he is. So we're going to have about 1 minute of mind reading.
Okay,
so we have a mind reading bed. Here we go. It's really the editor putting a lovely little bed, a mind-reading bed underneath this section. Here we go.
I'm going into your mind, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about a library. Was it a library book you had to take back?
Had to take back.
And it's in the large print... No, I beg your pardon, you're going through the large print section.
You're going
to the annuals. It's an annual section.
Yes, I am, yeah.
It's a 1981 shoot annual.
Shoot annual,
wow.
Yeah.
Is it Kenny Dalglish?
Kenny Dalglish
on the front cover. Yeah. And I'm going to the back page and you've drawn something on Emlyn Hughes.
On Emlyn Hughes, yeah.
It's on his forehead.
Yeah.
It's a cock and balls.
It's a vagina.
Oh, damn.
That is clairvoyant. Yeah. That really is incredible.
I'm losing my touch.
Can you try it with David?
Dave, it's very... Don't block me.
No, I'm not blocking you. I'm opening up.
Let me in. Open up and let me in.
I'm opening the patio doors. You're welcome in, Barry. Take a seat.
It's Ibiza 1992. You're raving.
I am.
You're raving. There's a DJ. There's a girl dancing.
This is spooky.
Yes, a girl's dancing. They're pointing. They're laughing at you. They are laughing at you. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do what everyone else is doing, and they're mocking.
Yeah. All the really saucy ones as well. All of those are laughing at you. Yeah. No one else.
God.
Everyone's pointing. Yeah. Everyone's pointing.
Well, they shouldn't have let me in if they didn't want me to dance.
Is this a cobra thing coming out your bosom?
Yes, it did.
And
absolutely.
They're all laughing, and you're crying.
I'm just in a bloody blonde heap in the corner of the dance floor. It's just awful.
Don't block, you're blocking me. It's all hazed out.
Poo in a nightclub.
Yeah, down a poo in a nightclub.
It was what happens.
Pooing a nightclub.
You have too much
drink. Let's do a quick song called Pooing a Nightclub.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's have a drum beat. After you, David.
We are in a nightclub, frosting all around.
I don't like it.
It's not out there.
There's a poo rolling on the ground.
Rolling on the floor.
Through the night. Everybody's jumping out of the way. They've had a fright.
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub.
I'm pooing in the centre of the room.
Hey!
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub.
I'm clearing it all up with a broom.
Indeed, it's a brown grenade.
That's not bad, David.
That's not bad at all.
Poo in a nightclub.
Poo in a nightclub. Yes?
You should do better.
I'll do
that.
Oh,
would be fucking classic.
Very
that
true.
Would be fucking classic.
Okay,
that would be fucking classic.
Okay, so David's going to do Barry, do an impression of Barry, but first we'll do a second challenge.
Yes.
So what is the second challenge, David?
The second challenge is what are the actual hoops that you swing on? What are they called? Just hoops? There we go. I should have believed in myself.
Yeah.
So we have to do rings. They are quite rings.
That point.
Yeah, and we have to do three twists in the air.
Okay.
Letting go of the rings.
Yeah.
Then holding them.
Yes.
And then swinging and landing on the floor like a tomcat.
Okay.
Not my forte.
No.
Not my forte.
Not mine either.
You ought to go first. Here we go. Barry's on the ring. Wow.
Blimey, that was impressive.
Oh, wow. My Lord, I didn't think I could do it.
Well, that was your forte, sir. It really was.
I didn't think I could do it.
Well, you should believe in yourself more.
Yes.
You did ever so well.
That was incredible.
So three spins on the rings. And
yes,
then,
and then land on your feet.
Right.
Hey!
Oh, bravo.
Wow.
Aerodynamic.
Incredible. I sort of flipped myself 40 foot again, didn't I?
It's almost though you blurred because you're going
How
so
do you
fast.
Do that?
Well, I don't know. Right, now over to you, David.
Right, okay, let's have a bit of a run up and focus. Okay, here we go, running. Here we go. Grab the rings. Oh, God.
What a shame.
Well, sorry, chaps. Kind of let you down there a bit, unfortunately.
Oh,
scuffed knee. No dignity.
So, Charles, could you give us the points? So, Barry first.
Nine.
Yes, sir. Same as last time.
Yes,
nine.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. And myself?
Eight.
Eight again.
Eight.
Not quite once
and,
again.
And David's attempt?
Things a bit better than last time, so fingers crossed.
One.
Oh, there we go. Not a problem. There'll be other gymnastic challenges, chaps.
Wow.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, so we were going to do an impression. You were going to do an impression of Barry.
Yes.
And then we'll move on to
what, entering his head or an impression?
No, just an impression. Do an impression of Barry.
Okay, an impression of Barry.
Can you give him just a sentence to...
Yes, I like to get my pork pies from the bakers.
Okay. Yes, I like to get my pork pies from the bakers. Not ideal.
Not bad.
Frank Spencer.
It's not... I need to get a little bit more time, some homework
more,
there.
One more go, another...
I like to go to the leisure centre... But sadly, my niece died there.
I like to go to the leisure centre, but sadly, my niece died there.
Take the piss, isn't it?
Apologies, Barry, apologies. I'm just trying to get your acoustics just right.
Can we do one more and then just...
David Bowie.
David Bowie, was it? David Bowie. Can we do an impression of David Bowie,
David Bowie doing Bowie.
David, my name's Barry. I'm here at the leisure centre.
I'm hating all of this.
It's not my forte impressions. It's not on my CV.
Yucky, yucky, yucky. Okay, one more impression. Can we just let it hang there? It's just silence after David's done it.
Okay.
One more Barry impression.
I married a lovely lady called Margaret. Hoo-wee.
I married a lovely lady called Margaret. Hoo-hee! Ooh.
Yeah. one.
All those ones are going to add up to something, though, aren't they?
So have you got another question for David?
Yeah, why are you being so pathetic, David?
What?
Barry, goodness me.
Well,
my best foot forward is certainly happening.
Second question
Second question.
We'll go back to the pathetic later.
Did I have a question? I haven't done a first question. What was that?
Woodhouse.
Oh, yeah.
My wife is a dog.
Okay, this is my question for you. Very, very broad question. If you could change but one thing in your life, something you've done, something you are, what would it be, Trevor? What would it be?
One thing I've done in my life I could go back and change.
Change, yeah. You can still be now a characteristic or something you've done or just anything that you're like, to change sort of thing.
Well, one time I did wander into the illegal realm of shoplifting. Okay. It was only the one time. It was in BT's.
Did you really?
Indeed. BT's in Brighton.
How old?
I would have been...
Is this your Star Wars story?
It is my Star Wars story.
You're quite right.
Okay,
you've already said this on an
episode. Okay, fair enough. I mean, you know, it's quite serious, shoplifting.
It's serious, but
it's done. It's done and dusted. So. You've got a good memory, sir. Very good memory. Anything else, memory-wise... Something horrific.
Must have done worse stuff, David.
Definitely done
anything
worse.
Anything sort of sexual?
Must have.
Anything? Oh, yeah, do something sexual. Tell us something.
That you're sort of... I'm not going to press have. You. You don't have
do
to
Do you know what? One
on
thing I feel bad about...
Yeah. Must
was
have.
In, what's that, Charles?
Must have.
Must have. Thanks for that,
Must
Charles.
Have. I'll tell you one thing I feel bad about was it was someone's...
I don't want to pressure you.
No, stag do.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a strip bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Spill the beans.
Spill the beans.
And it was more just a refusal. A lady came up to me and said, would you like a lap dance? I said, no. And she just kept asking. I just became more and more, no, not interested, please, not interested. I'm going to talk to the manager over there. And, you know, I don't think it was very dignified of me to do that. And I do sometimes look back and think, for goodness sake, just let her go on your lap, dance, and move on. But for some reason, I really just had my handbrake up. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Your handbrake was up.
And my handbrake was up.
Driving there.
Absolutely.
Never driving there,
and you could tell she was getting red and frustrated with me that I wouldn't give
I've
her
a never
you
know, heard it called a handbrake before.
Indeed. Well, that's how it felt.
Was it one of those drive through lap dancing clubs?
It wasn't, but that's an idea you should go to Dragon's Den with that.
They are good.
Did she leave? Or did you tell her to leave?
I had to tell her to leave in the end. I had one too many drinks.
Why did you reject her?
She really didn't tick my box, basically. The whole scenario, the setup.
Didn't tick my box.
It just wasn't kind of the Atmos wasn't right. They're not cheap lap dancing. You know, at least
he is
like £50.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying at all. I said no to it. And she wouldn't take no as an answer.
Barry, I know you go to strip clubs.
Yes,
but you focus on the over 80. Is it the over 80s?
I do, as a rule, yes.
So what's it like in an over-80s strip club?
Very slow.
Very,
very, very slow.
Right, we've got a golden question section where David gets to ask you a question, Barry. So hit it, David.
Right, here is my golden question for you. Okay.
You haven't prepared this, have you?
I have. I certainly have indeed.
David, you're asked to do one thing per episode, which is bring a question along, and I don't think you've prepared a question.
I believe me, I have. Okay, so I have. Do not question it for a second.
Here we go.
All right. So before you know the Barry, we have sat here
before yes.
here. What other jobs did you do in your earlier life?
Oh God, I was a greengrocer for many years in Watford. I worked at the Sun Printers in Watford. I've done a little bit of community police work.
Really? Community police work?
Not so. Some of the scum rocking around Watford on a Saturday night. Yeah, Christ.
Yeah.
I'll say I have, yeah.
So did you have to deal with quite a few altercations for some of the youth?
I've done some altercations. I've done that, sorted all that out. Yeah, I said I want to be a policeman. They, community policeman. They said, Michael, you're overweight, can barely walk, let alone run. When
they
can start?
Did they really say that to you?
Yeah, and I said, I want to make a difference.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Barry, if you say move to Canterbury or something, would you be called Barry from Canterbury?
I dare say I would, yeah. I dare say I would, but this is the brand. It's all about branding.
It is. Branding's
key. I quite like the idea of a Barry from Canterbury.
Shall I tell you something? This is true. A couple of years ago, I'd done Cleo Lane's show. Yeah. You know, she's got that arts centre near Milton Keynes.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, and she does a Christmas show. And I was there to host it, right? And afterwards, a man, I don't know who he was, but he was some musician's agent, came up to me and said, no, it's all wrong. It's all wrong, you don't call yourself Barry from Watford. It's nothing. I said, but I am from Watford. Yeah. No, it's all wrong, it's all wrong. You want to give yourself a name, you know. So maybe there's something there, Barry from LA.
Well, can I give you... Could you do something now if I gave you a name?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, could you do something like... Antonio from Petersfield.
Petersfield is up near...
It's sort of in Hampshire, I think, or it's West Sussex.
Antonio from Petersfield.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing it.
Right.
Antonio from Petersfield.
Very nice. I'd like to get to know him.
Okay, have you got
Hey, guys.
Here we go, yeah.
Hey, guys, you want to have some wine in Hampshire?
Oh, very nice.
Have you got any others for Barry?
Chris from Clapham.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Guys, we'll have some wine in a wine bar in Clapham.
Stuart from, bloody hell, Hull?
Do you want to
have some wine?
Have they had wine up there? Do you have some wine in a pub in Hull?
Okay, it says Antonio Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not great with the impressions, really.
No.
It's only
Soma.
No, I felt it. Different personalities.
Oh, guys,
Slightly negative towards David's impressions of you.
Well, I was negative.
Were you?
Yes. I was quite negative. Yeah, the one of me.
Well, there's room for work there, perhaps.
No, I take your point.
Yeah.
Nose and glass out. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, Brian. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Right, and let's agree to make up about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's
Thank
a critic.
You. I do we... beg your pardon.
We got our third challenge, David.
Oh, here we
it's
go.
The final challenge.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a case of running up to the trampoline,
yes.
Doing six dovetail loops in the air, and then landing on all fours, on your feet, all fours,
like a
panther.
Okay, so it's six jumps on the trampoline,
yes.
Dovetail loops, is that what you call it?
Dovetail loops.
Landing on your all fours.
Like a jungle cat.
So Barry, his final challenge, here we go. It's pretty good.
That was pretty impressive. The dovetail was incredible. Really is.
I didn't think I could do it.
Well, you did it. You've got to believe in yourself, mate. So here we go. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Looking at you, I didn't think that'd be physically possible.
I don't know, 45 foot from the trampoline or like.
Yeah. It's just incredible, really. It's
David?
Almost like you should be in another leisure centre.
Sure go.
Here we go. Time to redeem myself, chaps. Here we go. So let's get ready at the
final
end of
challenge.
The room. Here we go. Final challenge. Don't think about it. Just do it, Edwards. Here we go. Running. We go. One, two.
Ran into the trampoline, Dave.
Oh, dear.
No luck, really.
It's a rhythm. It's just coordination. It's just not one of my high points.
So the scores for that challenge. Barry from Watford.
10.
Hey!
Thank
Goodness
you.
Goodness me.
Thank
That's
you, Charles.
Well done.
Okay, yes, please. And myself.
10.
Hey! Wow.
Beautiful.
Okay, so
and
let's
David Edwards.
Share the love.
One.
That's not a problem. Not a problem. Room for growth. Room for best friend, best critic.
The overall score, Charles,
of today?
I think I sneaked it.
Let's have a look. Barry. Barry end up with?
28.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, no, I salute you. You did very well.
And
you deserve
myself,
that.
What did I end up with?
26.
26.
Oh, well done, Brian. Yeah,
and David. Yeah. What did David end up with?
Three.
Oh,
no,
dear.
I'm happy to take those three. Jeremy, well, I'm happy to take those home, put them on the fridge.
Shall we... there's a little podium in front of us.
Yes.
So, David, if you'd like to stand on... Well, you haven't got much to stand on there, but...
I'm happy to stand next to the heroes.
Losers
the
don't
other
do
day.
Drugs.
Losers don't do drugs. I'll stand in the second place. There we go. And Barry, if you'd like to stand on...
Oh, thank you.
Let me help you up, Barry. You're going to smell you. Pop the hero.
There
he is.
Thanks,
Barry.
Barry, you've got one more question for David. It's got to be a quick one. We've got about 2 minutes left. So while you're standing at the top of the... there's your gold medal, by the way.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Oh, it suits you on your chest.
Simple question. British Airways or Ryanair?
British Airways.
Why?
I like the stewardesses on British Airways. Ryanair.
Well, yes.
It's a fact. It really is.
What does that mean?
They're just a lot more erotic and interesting to look at. Okay. Lovely perfume. Spend time on their makeup.
Yeah.
Skirts aren't too high, low or high. They've got the right kind of medium touch.
Right length.
Quite right. Ryanair, though, a lot of the times they're
dogs.
Just blokes. Or dogs, you're quite right. And there's no sexual je ne sais quoi as you're being handed your martini.
No. Well, thank you. I'll know then, because I'm off to... I'm going to Denmark.
Are you?
I'm going to Denmark. Might go British Airways.
There's a lot more erotic energy in a British Airways cabin than you would with Ryanair.
Thank you
That's
very
a
much.
Fact.
You pay it. You pay for it, though, don't you?
You certainly do.
Oh, not half. Not many, Benny.
It's just a strip
Guys,
club.
Guys, I need
again.
To lock up the centre.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, Barry, it's been an absolute pleasure having
thank
you.
Thank you for
having
thank
you
having
at the
me.
Leisure Centre. Obviously, have you got any last thoughts? Let's talk about Barry's niece, just to take us out.
Well, I think she did, you know, what she loved doing. And I think it sounded like a very graceful fall. But when you hit the tarmac, it doesn't matter if you're a top-class dancer. No one can wrestle with that, can they?
Yeah.
Head first, head rolling on the floor.
No.
But I'm glad you found it and you managed to bury it.
The head?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say to Arlene Phillips... A little bit of sympathy would have been nice. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's quite a hard, cold woman, isn't she?
Okay, let's just spend 10 seconds. And I said thank you to Barry. I said thank you. I'll say thank you to David. A big thank you to our editor, James. He sprinkles on the...
Oh, the magic dust.
He really does. And for the last 10 seconds, we'll think about your niece. And your niece was called?
Oh, Diane.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
What?
Whose are these dirty underpants that I found in the changing rooms?
Fucking cheek.
How rude is that, for goodness sake?
Goodbye, everybody!
Take care!
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
This is Roundabout Season 2, and we're back to share more stories from the road and the memories made along the way. We're talking rest stops. If we're stopping to get gas, you will be timed.
You will be for sure.
Misguided plans.
I grew up in the city, so I have a healthy fear of real extreme darkness. This was like wilderness.
A lot of laughs.
Y'all weird, but you were different. Like, you were real different, bro. I couldn't really put my finger on it.
And so much more.
Just goes to show that unexpected things sometimes are the best when it comes to a road trip.
Roundabout Season 2, presented by Nissan, is live now with new episodes rolling out every Thursday. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.